Hello, everyone. Today, I am here with my mother to my left.
Hello.
And Amy to my right.
Hi.
From 8 feet apart.
Yes.
We are here in San Diego to celebrate me.
Yay!
Cheers.
Congratulations.
It's Jack's graduation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have a degree now.
Yes.
I have a degree now. Yes, I do.
How's it feel?
The same.
He's a grown-up man now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when Jack was in high school and he would just be like, I can't wait to finish high school. Now look at you.
And now look at me, jobless, in my parents' home. Too old to be graduating. Not too old, but older than most, graduating.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
23 and a half.
How old are you supposed to be when you graduate?
Like 22?
I don't know. He took off a year.
Yeah, that was fun. But now he's going to do it again.
That was Amy's year.
Are you glad that you actually did it?
Finish college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am glad too.
Totally.
Okay. Well, Mom, we're not here to talk about me today. We're here to talk about you. That's all I get. Oh, we didn't take a drink.
Oh.
We cheers. We didn't take a drink.
Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
This is from Amy. She brought the bottle
all
the way down from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
for the celebration.
I did. It's the same champagne that I drank when I graduated.
Oh, nice.
So I decided to splurge instead of getting Target brand.
Thanks.
It's really
Thank
yummy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I feel like you always splurge on me.
I really do.
Okay.
I was looking for PS5s to buy Jack, and they just don't have them.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
She didn't even
you
try.
You guys are like an old married couple. You kind
Thank
of are,
you.
Really are. Right?
You think?
Yeah.
We've been together for a long time now.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You have. I remember.
So you're calling us old.
Remember when we went to, what was it called? VidCon.
Oh,
and you
goodness.
Stayed in our room.
Yeah. We actually are going to talk about
you guys
that
were
later.
You guys are babies.
We're going to talk about that later.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Okay, but for the pre-show, Mom.
Yes.
Truth or drink.
Okay.
What is your least favorite thing about me?
Oh, you are a complete slob.
He's
like, you know, his room right now, it's just like covered.
What? My room is clean right now. Last time you came into my room, you said, oh, it's very clean.
Well, it
clean
won't stay that
standards.
Way.
Oh, my God.
Where does he get that from? Just made it up?
I don't know. I'm not. I guess I'm not the most organized person, am I? I kind of am, and I'm kind of
You're
not.
You're cleaner than I am, though.
Oh, well, anybody is.
Oh, my God. That's not true. That is not
it's
true.
It's kind of true.
Ask your
no,
sister.
No, it's not.
Ask your sister denial. That same question.
No, you guys. When I was living with five in Boston, I was definitely not the messiest one.
But then I also, like, have memories of you living with Cammy and your bathroom.
Yeah.
And well, that was a real moment. That was a moment. Yeah.
You guys,
it's true. Okay, go on. You asked.
You asked.
You asked. You asked it.
I didn't write this question.
Okay.
And that wasn't a truth or or drink question. That
yes,
was
it
just,
is. You tell the truth or you drink if you don't want to admit the truth. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Always say the truth and then we all drink.
Okay.
Okay. So I said
Cheers.
The truth. I did say the truth.
You're up.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Did you not like me at first because you thought I was a bad influence?
Yeah, uh-oh.
It's really true.
She looks like it's true.
I remember
true.
It. It is true.
It is true. I love you now. No, you know what? It wasn't even you, Amy. I think it was the a lot of the YouTubers.
Mm.
It was that whole element that I just thought was potentially, you know, kind of an all about me.
You'd be right. Yeah.
So I was concerned because he was... You know, 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really specifically at you, but yeah.
Yeah. And
hey,
Amy.
Hey, that's okay. You're probably right. I probably was a bad influence.
And Amy, no, I feel like Amy and I are the same maturity level. Like she was.
I was really much older, but still.
But
so young.
Still young at heart.
Yeah.
Okay, next. What do you think about this podcast?
Oh. I'm not sure, A, why I'm here, and B, this will probably be the lowest rated podcast that we'll have. Yay. Like, what am I going to share confidence. Or give? But and I've got a little bit of stage fright.
You're doing wonderfully.
You're doing great.
We're so happy to have you.
Nice.
I'll drink a little bit more champagne and then I'll feel better.
Yeah. Okay, has Jack overstayed his welcome here?
No. No, that's true. I love having Jack here.
Yeah.
Thanks. And plus he's quarantined more than he's out about. So I love it when he gets out of quarantine and he's in the house and we can actually be mask free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack has been quarantined like a fair amount.
A lot.
More than anyone else in the world. Yeah.
But I will say that also I think that's because he is
cautious.
Well, you're very cautious, and that's because of us.
Yeah, like I get like a minor sore throat.
Yeah,
and then I'm like locked away.
And that's
which
because
is good.
Us.
We
that
all should be good. Doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
we all should do better. But
okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay.
Do
I'm
you
ready.
Wish I looked more like you?
No.
You thought about it.
No,
I
first of all, I think you look a lot like my Uncle Philip. Like, you look so much like my Uncle Philip, so that's my side of the family. Mm. Although you do look like Dad, too.
Yeah.
But no. Mm-mm.
Okay, last one.
Do you regret naming Jack John?
Honestly, I never wanted to name him John.
Wow.
That was a John Dodge. See, John.
A John Dodge
John
original,
John.
Yeah.
He said, let's do it
he
again.
He wanted to name him John. I was like, let's just name him Jack. Like, I don't get it. But
stupid.
But he wanted a formal name, like Kate is Catherine.
Oh.
So he kind of wanted a formal name. And his sisters wanted John to be John and call him
it's
Jack.
It's so weird they want that because they're kooky and crazy. So...
Anyway, that's
John Baker.
But yes,
so
I think
it's not
the
your
answer
fault.
Is yes. And I have told him he should just legally change it to Jack.
Wow.
I probably should, honestly.
Like, why not?
What is it like what would that do? Going through the legal system.
Like,
it's easy.
Like when I
Yeah.
I don't know. It would stop me like when I go to class, although I guess I'm done with that for now. But like when I go to class, they wouldn't be like John Dodge. Then I have to be like, oh, here, it's Jack. Actually, you know, like every single class, every single year of my entire life.
Wow.
Anyway, well, I think it's a good time to get into the real show. Are you warmed up?
I guess so.
Okay.
As warm as I'm gonna be.
Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
So funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Amy.
What is up?
I'm here, you know, having a conversation with my two loved ones.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
So today, I'm here with my mother, and then Amy is... a comfortable, safe distance away from us. Don't blow air at us.
I'm so sorry. It was a kiss, so...
had to get it to us.
Yeah.
Amy was so kind as to drive hours and hours from LA down to San Diego, where I'm living with my mom.
And, and dad.
And my dad.
And puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To celebrate my graduation, we have...
Jack, we're so proud of you.
Thanks, guys. We have champagne.
You did it, girl.
And we are having a little champagne morning.
You it's did it Sunday. So well. Can I just can I jump in?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Please.
Here we go.
Yes.
Summa cum laude.
Mom, you
say
don't
that?
Need to. You
so
don't
can
need
I say
to brag
it again?
About that on my podcast.
It's true.
You have to brag about it all the time.
I'm a proud mama.
I can brag about it. You can't.
I'm a proud mama. Okay, go on.
Oh, before we get in. We did a pre-show on the audio-only apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts where you can hear us three play Truth or Drink, where we asked my mom some really hard-hitting questions that she answered all of them
and did
not hold back about things like, what is your least favorite thing about me? Have I overstayed my welcome at home? And do you regret naming me John. And did you not like Amy? That's a good one, too.
Yeah. That's those were classic. Tough questions, guys.
You didn't act as though they were tough. You answered them right away.
Well, I didn't have to think about them.
They all have obvious
They were very, answers. They came very quickly.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a catch up?
Oh, my goodness. My catch up is it's 2021. I'm feeling like a new woman.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Nothing's changed.
I don't know. I think that now, more than we have in 2020, I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for this. You know, it's mm-hmm. kind of, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's awful right now, but it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait.
Yeah. Like, we all know someone who's gotten like the first yes. dose of vaccine.
Yes.
So that's kind of exciting.
Levi's mom got vaccinated.
My dad did.
Wow.
His first. Yeah.
Amazing. So it's the end is near and I'm feeling really good about it.
Good. Happy yeah. for you.
Thank you.
I am back in San Diego, as we know. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my catch up. Dad got vaccine.
I should ask him his experience. Because
my life has been not at all interesting. His experience, as far as I know, he's like a tier one because he's a doctor. So he went in. They gave it right in the arm.
Did he get Pfizer or the other one, Moderna?
Pfizer.
Pfizer, mm-hmm. yeah. And he was slightly tired the next day. He took a nap the next day. And oh. that was his big side effect.
Wow.
Was he took a nap.
Which is not,
not uncommon.
The
yeah.
So he was fine.
So yeah, don't be too afraid to get the vaccine. Unless I've heard that if you've had filler, if you've had...
I haven't, but filler, what about it?
It like causes an immune little, reaction.
Yeah. What do you what
rare,
do you
rarely.
Rarely. Yeah. It causes you I to get swollen.
Where your filler is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I've had Botox?
No, that's not a filler.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Mom would know.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count. No, oh I gosh. Actually asked one of my dermatology friends about the filler because somebody told me about it. She's like, yeah, it does happen, but it's rare.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
I'm like acting like I have filler and I actually don't.
You're like nervous.
I'm sure
you're
yeah, like, I'm like,
what
I'm
am
sure
I
you
do?
Don't.
Yeah.
You're too young.
Mom,
mm-hmm.
your catch up question is, are you happy to have me back? And how was it watching me move states
yes.
during pandemic?
So the first question is, am I happy to have you back? Yes.
How about a bigger I, reaction?
Like, no. I love having you back. I love
That's
having
the
you
spirit.
Back. I hope you get a job and move away so that you're independent as well at some point.
Uh-huh.
But you,
yeah, me too.
You can stay here as long as you want. You're easy, Jack.
Aww,
you really are.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And when you left, you know, it was actually time. Like when you went, you're talking about when you went to New York.
And then back again, yeah.
You know, when you left, I mean, you'd been here for 5 months. So it was, wow. I think it was, you know, it was one of those things. It's like, go. You've got your pod there. You're young. Go, go. And you guys were smart.
Yeah, we
you
were know, responsible.
You were cautious. And so, no, I thought that was, I actually am happy with all of that. And I'm happy to have you back. Yeah.
Yeah, she said, I was like, Mom, were you sad? Like right before I came back, I was like, were you sad without me? She was like, no, I hardly even noticed you were gone. I was like, okay.
The time just goes really fast. You know what happens? When you've got a house full of people, you get used to that. And then when they're gone, like I was working out of the house and it was so nice to have a quiet house. So now Jack's back and John was working out of the house for the last week and that
pissed what? You off.
It was a little trying.
She sets up shop for
I
work
do.
At the kitchen table, which is like the hub of the home,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
The whole kitchen table. And then if we come in and like, I'll open like...
I'll be on like teleconferences or something.
Yeah, and I'll like open like the microwave oven or whatever to like put a piece of toast in. She'll be like, Jack, you have to... You can't be in here making so much noise. I'm the one working here. And I'll be like, I'm going to starve.
Well, you made me sound like, you know, a witch. Jack! Jack!
Okay, well, it's more like, you guys, you can't be in here right now. Okay. Quiet, you have to go. Quiet. Quiet. You got to get out of here. Quiet. Come on. I'm working.
Yeah.
You know, for so long, I was here in peace and quiet. Now you guys come in.
I say, this is my space. This is my space. It's my space.
Only Lucy allowed in here.
Thank you so much to Dipsy for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. You guys know that we love Dipsy. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to prioritize sexual health much more in 2021 because that's a great form of self-care. Many New Year's resolutions are about doing less of something, but why not give yourself a little more? More pleasure, more rest, more time to connect with yourself and your body. Get in that habit with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Ooh. Dipsy. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. Find stories about an off-limits hookup with your professor.
Oh my God.
Or a costume party that takes things to the next level. Or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do and you try a new toy together. Come on, that's fun.
Oh my God. They release new stories every week, so there's always something more to explore no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you doze off. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/straight. That's dipsystories.com/straight.
I love all of our promo codes being straight. So thanks, Dipsy. Also, big shout out to Relief Bands for sponsoring this episode as well. Did you guys know that a third of Americans suffer from nausea? Like, that's crazy. I'm definitely a person who also suffers from nausea. Can definitely ruin a vibe, ruin a good time. Makes you shaky, anxious, feel like you're going to throw up. Not fun at all. So that's why I'm so excited about our new partner, Relief Band.
Yeah, so Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraine, hangover, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. The product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and provides all-natural relief with zero side effects for as long as needed. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals to relieve nausea from patients, but now through Relief Band, it's available to the masses. How it works is Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the brain that is responsible for sending and controlling nausea. So it blocks this signal to your brain, and then it blocks that signal to your stomach that makes it so you don't feel sick anymore. And Relief Band is the only over-the-counter wearable device that has been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting.
This year, ensure that nausea is never the reason to miss out on life's important moments. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for Dating Straight listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code DATING, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and no questions asked 30-day money-back guaranteed.
So make sure to head to reliefband.com, that's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D.com, and use promo code DATING for 20% off.
Thanks, Relief Band.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome, Mom.
Thank you.
Glad you finished off your champagne.
I did.
Wow. Me too.
I know.
Should I chug?
I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
You're doing great. There's no need to be nervous.
Yeah.
Just three gals having a Sunday morning
three gals.
Well, let's get into, like, the real drama.
The nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
The nitty-gritty.
Wait, I'm not done talking about this year yet.
Okay, keep going.
I have big plans for Dating Straight. You know how Jack doesn't have a job?
Yes.
He's gonna have a job.
Okay. Okay. You can't tell us?
No, we can. Well,
can we talk about it?
Yes.
I want to hear about it.
Okay. When everything is safe again, mm-hmm. and we're all vaccinated, I think tour. We gotta go.
On tour.
Yes.
Can you understand her accent?
No, I'm like, tour.
We have to go on tour. Tour.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
So you would just go to, explain to me, like, you go to a city.
Yeah, we're going to start in LA. Then we're gonna go to New York, and we're
gonna hit
do, like
major sightseeing places. Ooh. Type and do something like that.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be fun.
Show people the country a little
Jack,
bit.
You can vlog it.
Maybe that's true.
That's fun.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but like probably big cities.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our top five cities that people are listening from are like Chicago, New York, Los Angeles,
London.
Wow. London.
And
Australia.
Texas.
Texas.
They
Texas
are listening in Australia.
Well, they
actually
should be.
Yes. So.
And yeah, Texas. But a lot of people live in Texas, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So even if we do like little shows, like I don't even know how many people
50
would come.
People,
yeah. Even if it's small, I feel like that would be so much fun.
I
so
like it.
If your city wasn't listed, tell some people.
Move.
Yeah. No, tell some people. Get our number one city to be, you know, Portland, Oregon. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Let's
I
have
agree.
A competition.
Kansas.
Oh,
Overland Park, Kansas.
There we go.
Kansas.
That's where I'm from.
So, Jack, you're going to be walking.
Okay. Hey, I am open to anything. Jack, I've always said this. Jack will be successful whatever he does.
Absolutely.
And it's great that he's got you as a sidekick.
I love being your sidekick.
I shouldn't say
yeah,
a
I don't
sidekick.
Know sidekick.
Hey,
I shouldn't say. Partner in crime. Partner in crime.
That's sweet.
Or,
that's better.
Yeah. We are... Yeah.
Well, we've been doing this for
almost
a long, long time.
Yeah.
No, but even before the podcast,
we
were still like doing
you
some
were doing
random
a lot of
stuff.
Together. True.
Some stuff I'd like to forget.
Something.
No.
Yeah.
So. Well, great.
2021. We're taking over.
Yeah, roaring 20s.
Popping.
I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
I can't wait to travel.
You're coming on tour. You're the stage mom.
That'd be,
I can. I can do
a,
that. I can, I'll quit my job. I'm there for you.
That's
I'm
wonderful.
I'm there for you.
We'll pay you in candy.
In champagne.
In
mimosas.
In sheer love.
Cool. Well, here's to a good year. Cheers.
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 Now let's get into... You right. and me a
okay.
little bit.
Okay.
The first thing on our list is that we have my birth story. I don't know. Do you want to talk about that? Is that kind of weird?
I
want
to talk about it. No. Okay. What was it? What was it like? Birth seems so scary to me.
Well, so here's interesting. Here we are outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my neighbor's house right here, right? This is the woman who delivered him.
Oh,
so
my
that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that
it's
is
like, wow,
random.
I didn't know that question was coming up. But yeah, our neighbor is an OBGYN.
Wow.
And she delivered Jack, and she delivered him on her anniversary. And
you couldn't have just held it in.
She takes
came,
her job
and
very
came
seriously.
To the hospital, delivered him even on her anniversary when she probably, for most people, I don't know, she
would have called someone else in,
like her partner. So that's kind of neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
What
time of day was it? Like
it was in the evening, 5 o'clock, right?
5:02.
5:02 in the evening.
And you like knew it was gonna. You knew it was coming, obviously.
Yeah.
No, I just slipped out. What?
Actually, here's a good story.
Yeah.
Jack was born on July 5th. We were down at the park on July 4th for fireworks. And I suddenly got super lightheaded, and I thought, this is it. Like, I thought he was going to be born on July 4th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that did not happen.
But I said, no, America, this is my day.
That's right. I want my own day.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you about?
Was he a little baby? Because he's such a little boy.
No, but I didn't have big babies because I'm pretty small.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I think you were like 7 pounds, 2 ounces.
It's like average.
Tiny.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, not huge. And
that's as big as Wednesday.
I can't remember how tall, like how many inches you were.
Me either.
Was Kate like thrilled to have a baby or not?
She was pretty good, I think.
There's at least a picture of her holding me. So that at least in your fake memory,
she
good.
She got bossier and more demanding of Jack as she got older.
Oh.
That's true.
Right? And how did, what did but that's you... because he would just tolerate it. It was like, you're being so bossy. And we thought at one time, where I'm like, at some point, Jack's just going to get bigger and bolder, and he's just going to say, get out of my space. Aww. But he never really did.
She still bosses me around.
Yeah, she bosses everybody around.
Yeah.
No offense, Kate.
Yeah. And she, you know.
She knows it.
And this is not about Kate, but Kate was a very quiet, kind of timid, shy girl.
Yes. The only person she can boss around is me. True. Because she is very shy. So she uses me as her excuse you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're not very shy at all, Jack. So that's a big difference between.
But I don't necessarily like. When someone's being mean to me, I don't usually be like, hey, you know, like, I'm just like, go away.
You know what? That happens, I think, with age also. You get a little bit more
boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And just self-aware. And so then you feel better about, you know, if you're feeling like somebody's not treating you appropriately or whatever, you become.
Yeah.
You can have like stronger opinions for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be fair.
Which is nice.
I like wanted to hang out with all her friends. Like when her friends were over. So I'm sure that was annoying. But then once I started having my own friends and stopped like wanting to hang out with her, then she got annoying.
Ooh.
And I was like, taste of your own medicine. Leave me alone.
Wow. Sibling rivalry.
Yes. Exciting times at the Dodge household.
And what kind of baby was I, Mom?
Easy.
Yeah?
So he was so calm, easy. Easy.
Cute. Especially in comparison to Kate.
Real sensitive, too.
Well, he is a Cancer, so that tracks.
You want to hear what your preschool teacher told me?
Yes.
Sure. He's gay.
No.
That'd be so cute.
His preschool teacher said something interesting about Jack. She was like, you know, she said, the kids will be playing at a little table, and then, like, one of the kids is trying to take the crayon from the other or whatever, and it's becoming a little bit more like, you know, an incident is happening here, right? Jack would be at the table. He'd see all of that, and he'd walk away.
That's
brilliant. Yeah. I do that.
That's wonderful. That's a great quality to have.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of the same thing as not standing up for myself. I'd rather just exit the situation, you know?
I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
I don't like to be involved in drama.
Yeah.
I used to be that way.
And then you started to love drama.
No, I think, like I said, you just get older and then you become more like, you know, I'm not going to put up with certain
your
things.
Your bullshit.
It's like,
Kate.
Not important. No.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Kate and I get along fine.
No, you guys are great siblings. You really are.
Should you and Kate live together?
No.
No.
I've suggested it, actually.
I know, I remember.
Which is funny because I'm the one who gets bossed around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. I don't think it would be good.
Well, I suggested because we both want
to buy a place.
We obviously both want to buy a place because, like, why give up rent to the man? You
ridiculous.
Know,
yeah.
When we could both go in on a place and then both have a place that either we can split 50-50 or then the other one can buy it from the other one when we're like
rich.
A more adult.
Yeah.
But Kate, is not interested.
Just
why are you also not interested?
We'll go back to one of the first questions
from the pre-show.
Uh-huh. You're a slob and she.
It would be tough.
It'd be really tough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's I'd like to live with Jack if he weren't a slob. Or if I were slobbier. I feel like that could be really fun. But
yeah.
Too bad.
I don't feel like... Okay. I'm just going to beat a dead horse, but I feel like I'm not that slobby, everyone.
But every slob doesn't think they're slobby,
no.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. It's true. My God. I feel like in the common spaces, it's never like a mess with all my shit around, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I haven't lived with you.
I don't know. We've all cleaned up after you. We've cleaned kitchens and bathrooms and, you know, when you moved out of your apartment. And
there's no need to be defensive.
Anyway. Go ahead. Let's go to the next question.
Oh, we were actually just talking about this, Mom.
Yes, what?
Do you envision me having a big wedding? We were talking about this at the dinner table
the
other
night. Yeah, last night. Yeah, so.
Didn't you get mad or something?
What happened? Well, yeah.
What do you mean did I get mad?
Because I said, I didn't actually ask, should I have a big wedding? This is what I asked. I said, Mom, I don't want any Republicans at my wedding.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Yeah.
And Mom has some old friends.
It's funny to be a Republican like has to be a big secret. Like that's when you know. Like that's when you know you're doing something wrong.
Okay, we'll move on.
Well, they should be proud of that Republicanism.
They are proud of it. Is that what you said? Yeah, they are. Sure.
So then
Jack just if I have a friend who's a Republican, he wouldn't want them to be at his wedding. And there are some people
that you just have
in my
to
past
invite.
That they may be Republicans, but I would want them to be there. Anyway, we had this conversation last night.
Yeah, we had a bit of a fight.
I see both sides. I see both sides for sure. Because it's not like, I think that we need to, you know, bridge some form of gap at some point. This is the United States of America, is it not?
It is.
Which I know it's very hard to want to invite Republican people to your gay wedding when they might have voted for someone who wanted to take your rights away. That's probably a sore spot. But then, on the other hand, it's like, well, they're just people and maybe they weren't necessarily voting for that. They were technically voting for that, but they weren't voting for that.
And maybe they would go to...
But they're voting... They're not prioritizing me then.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
That's true. But maybe they would go to your gay wedding
and then be
and
like,
have a freaking blast.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my God.
Yeah, maybe I should look
they're
outside
just
myself.
Like my son.
But
no.
Okay, here's what I was saying. Because here's what I was saying. I was saying I don't really want a big wedding.
Okay.
So like if it's gonna be small, I don't want it to be like anyone there who I like.
You want to invite
it to be
every party.
Very intimate.
I want it to be really intimate with like people that I love, you know, like, and people that I respect and I know that like respect me.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I can appreciate that too.
I know, like, I mean, where I'm from is also like this, like the parent, it's very much also the parents' wedding. Mm-hmm. So I've been to some weddings with like 300 people and it's a lot of, if I go to my friend's wedding, it's a lot of like her parents' friends. So, but if that's not the type of wedding you want, then obviously,
well,
then don't have
the
it.
The parents are probably paying for the wedding. Am I
totally
wrong or am I
you're
right?
You're so right.
So
well, that is
they and it's you what you forget is and I had the same thinking when I was getting married, but what you forget is that it's a big deal. It's a big celebration for the parents as well. It's not just yours. It's like my kid's getting married.
Totally.
And I have my friends who I want to share this with. So, I mean, I understand.
Wow.
You can bring friends, no Republicans.
I wonder what, like, the... Because I so see both sides. So I wonder what the, like, where you'll meet in the middle somehow.
Maybe your friends will not be Republicans by then.
Maybe.
Maybe we can do some work now.
Maybe we just need to, like, feel compassion for them and they're on their own journey. And, like, if they decide to one day prioritize someone, like, outside of themselves, then that's on them.
Maybe the Republican Party would change a bit with their thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it's getting worse. But I don't know. But anyway.
We'll see. I'm not near that
and
yet.
Guess what? Yeah, we're not anywhere near that.
Cross that bridge.
Yep.
Yeah. My dad said, but I said that last night too. My dad said, well, you never know. You could meet someone and a month later you could just fall head over heels. And my mom said she would not accept that. She would not allow me to get married if I fell in love.
Well, that's way too fast. In 1 month?
Oh, yeah. Way too fast.
No,
how
no,
long
no.
did you know John before you guys tied the knot?
I think a couple years.
Wow.
I'm really bad at dates.
Oh, but you kind of tell the story about how you sort of made him propose.
You did? How'd you do it?
Well, I was kind of just, I was getting older, And I thought,
how old is older?
You know, I was 30, maybe 32, 31 or 32.
Okay. That's not that old. but
at the time, it was older at the time.
And you had to have kids, you know, before 40, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I just was like, you know, we're either going to continue or we're not. I need to know where you are because otherwise I'm. I'm
going to
go elsewhere. So, yeah, I gave him an ultimatum. I think the date was like December 5th, I think.
Oh my God.
September 5th or December 5th. I can't remember.
How close did he make it? Like December 4th?
No, to that day. He was kind of an asshole, actually. To that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
He said, let's see.
Yeah.
Make her wait it out.
Yeah. Oh, well, tell about the roller skates.
that was part
of the story.
Well, it was I think it was my birthday or Christmas. I think it was my birthday or Christmas. I can't remember. And I was kind of hoping for
proposal.
Yeah, ring. Yeah. And he gave me roller skates.
Did he know?
And it really pissed me off. It did not make me happy.
Where are the roller skates now?
We returned those roller skates. Those roller skates got returned.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's not the romantic kind of guy.
Yeah. Like, he didn't want to, like, propose, did he?
No, no.
What
he
was
wanted
the
to just be like,
hey,
should we get married?
No, the proposal was then he took me to the beach to a special place, and it was beautiful, and we saw dolphins, you know, and
that's like,
oh, my God, that's great, because that's another story. That is kind of a little sign between us. And he still didn't ask. And then so I looked at him.
Fuck?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, sunset.
Yeah.
He's got champagne. And I kind of knew. And so then I'm looking at him, I was like, you know,
what are you doing?
You know, and he was like, well, I'm waiting for you to ask me.
What?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
I would say that I would like you to do something a little bit more.
Yeah.
You
make
know,
them feel
special.
Like kind.
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Special and kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had asked. You said December 5th. That was the asking.
And it was that day. It was that day. But anyway, there you go.
He's weird.
Yeah, we got to get him out of here and roast his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. And how long have you been together now, married?
Why do you look at me?
I think it's 29 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a long
and
time.
Has he gotten any more romantic?
No.
Has he gotten any less romantic?
No.
He's got to step it up. I think.
No, it's funny, actually. John will say that he really hesitated to get married. But once he was married, it was.
It's like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Way better. He loved it. And he always says that. So. And it's not that it's always been fabulous. I mean, it's hard to be married for that long, but we've made it. We've survived.
Wow.
And you're like the only person in this world that he cares about. Me, you, and Kate and his sisters. That's
literally it. It is true. He doesn't have a lot of friends.
He doesn't have friends.
I'm his friend.
His friends are our friends. Our friends are his friends.
So your friends are
my
his friends.
My friends are his friends. Yeah. True. He's very devoted to family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But enough about him. This is about me.
Okay, so we do know that before you met Dr. John, you had a man's before that, a hubby, some would say.
Because I've had many men before that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I did have another husband. You're right.
Yeah. How old were you when you got married the first
23.
Time?
23. Wow. Oh, my God. That's now for me.
Yeah. I was 23 when I got married. I was 25 when I got divorced.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was do you want to ask a question? Or?
Keep going. I mean, I'm sure you'll say what you need to say.
Well, what I was going to say is.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, it does. I am a firm believer for that everything happens for a reason. But it almost just feels like it was an old boyfriend. You know, we had no children.
Yeah.
We had a dog. I got the dog. I moved out to San Diego from St. Louis. And
where is he now? Is he married as well?
I don't know where he is now, actually.
Look him up.
But he was from St. Louis. We lived in St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was a gnarly story.
Do you want to get into heartbreaking?
Can you tell us more about it?
Well,
you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, no, no. He ended up, he was just having an affair with a really good friend of mine.
Oh, my God. So really?
Like, whoa.
Yeah. True, true. True story.
Oh, my God.
So it was really hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Thank you so much to Evelyn for also sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We really love Evelyn. Like, that stuff is comfy and cute. I'll say it. People always are like, that's adorable. Where did you get that? And I'm like, I'm cozy and it's from Evelyn. Okay. Building your wardrobe is a continuous journey of finding what makes you feel the most you. This year, discover fresh favorites that do more than fit your style and shape. Evelyn's everyday essentials fit your resolutions and help make a difference in the world.
Yeah. I mean, listen, as Amy already said, I'm obsessed with Evelyn. Highly recommend. I already want more things from Evelyn, so hit us up, girlies. But yeah, I mean, the jeans are really cute. I just got these cute black jeans. The fit is just right. They're super comfortable. Also, I know I've gone on and on and on about the sweatpants, the wool sweatpants. Mm-hmm. You gotta try that. So, with all of the new year hustle and bustle, treat yourself to Evelyn loungewear for the comfiest downtime ever. Get the most out of your R&R with cozy sweatshirts, cardigans, sweaters, slippers, and more. From alpaca and merino wool to terry knit and 100% recycled cashmere. Perfect for gifting or for keeping all to yourself.
So go to evelyn.com/dating and sign up for 10% off your first order plus free shipping and get easy returns within 60 days of your ship date. That's 10% off your first order when you go to evelyn.com/dating and sign up. Thanks, Evelyn. Also, big shout out to Best Fiends.
Oh, yeah.
2021, we still be loving Best Fiends.
Absolutely. It never gets old. I just graduated college, as we know, with a degree in Best Fiends.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah, I mean, as I've gotten home from, you know, being away and I'm living with my parents, I don't have that many responsibilities other than podcast and Best Fiends. So, yeah, I'm making it my goal to just – my New Year's resolution to make it to level 1,000. Right now I am at about between level 200 and 300. It's super fun. It helps me de-stress when crazy stuff in the world's going on. It gets increasingly challenging, so it's not like you just whip through these levels. Level one, you might feel like, this is a little easy, but just you wait. Yeah, so I love Best Fiends. I have always loved Best Fiends. It's the only game you need.
Best Fiends is the Can't Put It Down mobile puzzle game that's free to download. With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. More levels, events, challenges added all the time, so play away. There's always one more level. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. So download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Thanks, Best Fiends.
But like I said, you know what? You grow up. It forced me to move out to San Diego. My dad lived out here. I thought I'd be here for 1 year, and here I am.
Wow.
Like 35 years later, 32 plus years.
Wow.
And do you think that that time in your life prepared you for meeting a new man and starting a new life, basically?
Well, I just think you grow up. You grow up and you learn things about yourself, you know, and you learn that you can do it. Well, you did this. I mean, moving from Australia.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, making a move somewhere.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And you learn that you can pretty much do anything then.
That's so true.
Right?
I do feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you feel?
Wait,
like the
how did you find out that he was cheating on you?
Oh, that would take a whole other episode or two.
You'll tell us. We'll finish the champagne.
Well,
after.
Okay. I can, a little snippet. Her, so she was a good friend of mine. She was also married to,
oh my God.
We ran around together with this couple. And
whoa.
He came to my work one day and said that they were in therapy and that she confessed that she was sleeping with my husband.
Now, oh my
now,
God.
Now, to be fair, we were having issues as well. So I knew that things weren't great with us, but yeah. that's kind of.
Final straw.
I mean, with, you know, that's how I knew. It was like, oh my God.
Wow.
With a friend of mine.
And she so didn't what did tell you.
I will tell you another thing about that.
How did you tell him that you knew? But
oh,
yes.
I went home crying, and he, of course he denied it and said it wasn't true. But
of course.
Yeah. But man. I will tell you another funny story about that. Not so funny, but so for some reason I think I must have also been picking up on this a mm-hmm. little bit. And I went out to dinner with her, and we both knew that we were both having issues in our marriages. So we went out to dinner, and for whatever reason we were talking about it, she was like, well, how are you, you know, how's everything going with you? And for whatever reason I thought, I'm not gonna tell the truth this time. I said oh my God, everything is really, really, really good.
Really?
It's awesome. And I could see in her face that, like, the look in her face was like, you know, stunned.
Wow.
So that was kind of the beginning. And then her husband, you know, came and said that yes. Whoa. And then my husband denied the whole thing, but then it just unraveled.
That is so messed up. She would lie to your face. That is crazy.
Damn. Anyway, can't trust anyone.
Absolutely not.
It's like a soap opera.
Did they date after you broke up?
Oh, they got married.
What? Really? And,
yeah. Oh, she got pregnant.
Oh.
And then.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
I moved out. So here, I
Wait,
moved out
what?
Here. I moved out here, and I can't remember. I think I got here in maybe February or something, and he moved me out. Actually, very helpful. packed up the
okay.
the dog and the furniture and the U-Haul, and we, you know, he drove me out. And he helped me find, you know, the apartment, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's nice.
And so.
He kind of had to.
Kind of, yeah. And then it was Easter. When's Easter? April?
I don't know.
Okay, so April. And I remember calling. And he the whole time he'd say, we'll show them. Everything's going to work. I'm going to be moving out here. I've always wanted to live in California, blah, blah, blah. So Easter, I call my condo that we had bought together, and I call the phone, and it goes to the answering machine, and the answering machine has
her name,
her voice.
No,
saying, we are not here. And then I got a hold of him. I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, well, she's pregnant, and we're gonna get married.
Oh my God.
So there, that was really fun.
That's traumatizing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I know. Your mom's been through a lot, Jack.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I still have a good, healthy attitude.
Yeah, you
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Well, that's how you, like,
you survive.
Become a person is to
yeah,
go
you survive.
Through a trauma.
But I was still young then, too. I was 25.
That's
how
insane.
How confusing of a situation.
Wait. I want to know then, from all of that, what advice do you have for us and the listeners about what would you, like, warn people? Would you warn people about anything when it comes to love?
Trust
or would you
instincts.
Still?
No, what can you, I mean, no. I mean, you just have to go with, you have to go through all of that to get smarter and more secure. I mean, if you don't allow yourself to go through the heartbreak and taking the risks, then you'll never take the risk, and then you'll be alone forever. So what, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
And look what happened to me now.
Yeah.
I moved to San Diego. I met John. We got married. We had two awesome kids.
Totally.
You know. So.
What a wild ride.
I mean, my life is so freaking good.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But so what advice would you have given yourself when you were 23?
Or like when you were in that situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess the advice would, and it's hard to do this, but just to be more self-assured and be like, I wish I would have been more mad and just been able to walk away. Like, honestly, like, I kept thinking, oh, maybe everything will work out. Mm-hmm. Like, how stupid is that?
No, it's not stupid.
But I was young. Yeah. I was young. So, you know, just being able to.
Telling you it's going to work out. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So and listening to that. But listening to that.
Yeah, you have to trust your own instincts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you, younger, I think you guys are much smarter than. Well, and maybe it was. I'm from Wholesome, Kansas, and maybe it was that. But I think you guys are much more.
Well, it's like not taboo for us to be like dating around, and like also I think like therapy has been.
Yeah, therapy's good. Yeah.
Well, it's changed. Well, and it's like prevalent, but also even if you're like not in it, I feel like people still like have that.
More in touch with that feeling.
Yeah, yeah. They have that vibe of like that's important.
I mean, we didn't really have any therapists when. Well, that's not true.
She did. What's up, Ace?
Yeah. Well, and yeah. Yeah. I mean, we did, but it started late in life. Like when I was young, like you guys, you know, we didn't really do a lot of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
But I welcome it. I mean, now I'm like, it's great.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's for the best because now you're married again. So how long until you met my father?
After that, I don't know, maybe.
Well, if you're 25.
maybe 3 years.
Nice. And
did you like date around during those 3 years?
I was trying to, that's how I was coming up with that, because I was like, how many
boyfriends
this
do you have?
This guy, this guy, this guy. So, yeah, I was like, okay, I kind of had like three big relationships in there.
Wow.
And then you not met big. John and you were like, this is the one.
Oh, yeah. What was I thinking? No.
Yeah, what was different about John that you decided this is.
He was funny. He was funny. And honestly, I think that probably is the one. And John and I talk about this because we've been through therapy too. Mm-hmm. But just the fact is like, what's gotten us, you know, through 29 years, and it's the main thing that we always come up with is we make each other laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That is so nice.
I think that is, I mean, that's what attracted me to him. And
speaking of, hey. Monk.
You want to make an appearance?
Hi.
He loves it. He's been waiting. That's why he's outside right now.
Yeah. Come here.
We're going to grill you.
Do you want to come sit maybe
here?
You can
sit right here.
Welcome, John Dodge.
Hello.
Hey.
Happy to have you back.
You are on me.
Okay. Yeah, happy to have you back. If you haven't watched the episode with John Dodge, go do that.
Check it out.
We have to be mean to you for a moment, if that's okay.
No, we're just going to address some stuff.
We're going to address some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is this like child-rearing problems?
No. No.
Wrong?
No, no.
Okay. Anything else?
This
is
about marriage issues and things that have gone wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You didn't tell me.
Can you think of any one thing that might be a problem?
Point of contention?
Is this my gas we're talking about?
Oh my god.
That's the second one.
Wait, was this like a serious discussion you guys had about like our
No.
Not well, serious.
No,
we're
deep
not talking
marriage
about that.
Therapy and
no.
How we rescued ourselves
we
from
don't
the
need
clutches
to get into
of divorce.
No, actually, before you even is think my, about divorce, you think about a proposal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we wanted to know what your thoughts were.
I could do that now.
And what you would do differently.
You know what? I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Honey.
Finally. Finally the man I want.
Wait, it's this one. Can you be my wife?
Say some words. Say why you love her.
Say the words.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you so much.
Because?
Do.
Oh, do, hon. Yes. See, you should have done that earlier.
Can't wait to spend my life with you. Give us, like, the drama.
Oh, yeah. You mean the whole thing?
Yes.
My knees are kind of getting sore.
Okay, get up. Get up.
Okay, never mind. That was nice, though.
Okay, good. Yeah, first time.
Here, can
I think
just
I've shared.
Th-
Oh, Jesus Christ! Did
what
you break two
that?
Glasses? Two.
One.
I think that was two. Oh, no, that was one.
I heard a double shatter.
Yeah.
That's what we do in the Jewish faith.
L'chaim. That's so true. Step on it.
Oh, my God. For marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's sentimental.
And I'm half.
Sentimental.
Well,
it's a sign.
It's a sign.
Apropos.
Yeah.
That is sentimental.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny because I would think the more Christian symbolism, that would be like the end of something.
Well, good thing we're
Jewish faith, it's
in
like,
this house.
Well, we're going to argue from moment one. Crash.
I know. I wonder what it actually, like, why they do that. I should know, but I don't.
Oh, you're Jewish?
Big time.
Big time.
I went to a Jewish school my whole life. It's just L'chaim, and then it's woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more of a secular L'chaim, yoo-hoo.
L'chaim
and woohoo is more of a secular Judaism, I think.
No, you step
like,
on
let's
it,
party.
And then you say L'chaim,
maybe
and then
a
it's
loud
then you sing
crash,
Hava Nagila,
like a big,
and then you get drunk.
Oh my gosh, we gotta get the chairs. Gotta put you on the chairs. Yeah. That'll be fun.
I've always wanted a Jewish wedding.
Didn't you have one?
No.
Wait a minute, you married a Jew before me.
I know.
I mean,
he was Jewish too.
I was brought up Catholic. Mm. And I found out later that I was Jewish, but you didn't.
No, we got married in a church.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
True. Wow. True. What a nice Jewish family to allow that.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, you killed that. Thank you so much.
I'm done.
Now leave.
Yeah. This episode's about
Carrie. You're taking up my space.
Yeah. But that was wonderful.
You don't see me back there, do you?
No.
No, no, no.
No. Carrie, I can't believe I've known you for all this time, and I didn't know anything about that. Even Jack has been surprised by some of the stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. Well, you know, you don't really talk about a lot of that stuff.
Why? Let's talk more. What else? What else
it's like
has happened?
Place. Which you guys are too young to know. That's an old soap opera.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. What else can you tell us about your life that Jack would be surprised about?
Oh.
That's
Let's see. I was a hooker, a pole dancer. That is not true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm going to use that sound bite. Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just grew up in Kansas, so. Very stifled.
We're teaching her many things when I live with her.
Oh, Jack, what's something that you can tell your mom about your life that she might be surprised
that
about?
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
That's really hard.
It is tough, isn't it?
It's hard when you put it on the spot.
Okay. Should we?
What would you be surprised about?
You're gay.
I never knew. Yeah, what was that like for you when you realized Jack might be gay?
You really want to hear? Did that story ever come out on?
I think Dad's episode we talked about this, but you can do a refresh.
Well, you know, we kind of always knew that Jack was gay, and I have two gay uncles. So John has a gay uncle.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean. And our whole family, everybody's accepting. It's like, you know, so it wasn't a big deal. So we were just kind of waiting for Jack to come to us, which never happened. And, you know, we would try to get in the conversations, you know, like, gosh, but he would never take the bait.
Wait, how would you, like, kind of bring it up? And do you remember?
I remember one time.
You do?
Yeah. It was, like, freshman year of high school. And there was, like, the GSA club.
Gay Straight Alliance.
And, like, I was talking about clubs or something. And then you were like, so are there straight people in GSA? And I was like, yeah, that's what Gay Straight Alliance means. And they were like, what do you think you are? I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, what do you mean?
You know, we tried to get him to, like, be, like, just... open up.
Just say it.
Like I said, there's not one person in our family. I'm talking grandparents. Not one person that
hadn't
he
reaction.
Would ever feel like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So wait, Jack, you said, yes, I am straight?
No, I said, I don't know, I think. Or I was like, I don't know.
Wow.
I think you just said, Mom,
You weren't ready to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, we were also, like, stuck in the car. We were in the car at that point, too, which, like, not your fault, but I don't know if it was that most ideal spot because then it was, like, I couldn't leave. You know, it was, like, just awkward.
I told my mom in the car. That's, like, that's when you actually, like, You have nothing else going on. You're not on your phone. Yeah. You're just chatting.
Well,
he just wasn't ready.
Yeah,
because you could have.
I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you were in the car. You could have been in any spot. And you
Just
been like,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do it, and I didn't. So take that.
No, nothing.
Come out on your own.
Yeah.
Peace.
I know, but
the one thing that Jack said, which I once we did find out, because that was a whole nother story. But once we found out, and I'm like, Jack, you know, understand, like, why can't you tell us, like, we're so open, you know. And Jack said, you know, Mom, I don't understand, you know, Kate didn't have to say she's heterosexual, why do I have to say I'm homosexual? Like,
well,
hey.
I just felt like they already knew. Like, I was like, we know, so what are we?
Yeah, but why did they not talk about it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I also I was nervous. Sue me.
Yeah. no I'm
it's but anyway,
it is nerve-wracking. Hey girl, I've been there.
Yeah.
I will not
but
sue.
That was it. But when did you know, like, when did you start thinking? That's what we're trying to get at.
When Jack was five.
Like, when I was three.
Said,
yeah.
Little.
What?
Yeah, little. He would dress up in Dorothy costume.
Oh.
The, you know, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the red.
Slippers.
Which doesn't always mean that. So, you know, I mean, he went to a very developmental preschool, and you know, a lot of kids, a lot of the boys dressed up. Everybody dressed up. But
yeah.
So that wasn't, but it was, then just, it was kind of like, okay. But he loved Dorothy.
Oh.
Which was interesting.
The Wizard of Oz, and he loved The Sound of
Music.
And he loved E.T.
Which is really interesting because, again, last night, I think, or two nights ago, we were talking about, I was talking about Drag Race.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, Jack, would you ever want to do drag? And I was like, absolutely.
I get right to it.
Yeah, and I was like, absolutely not. Like, I hate wigs.
Guessing
I hate
that.
Dressing up. And you know this. Like, when for our intro, you know how, like, I'm in the wedding dress or whatever, and you're in the
upset.
Suit? I hate that.
Yeah, very upset.
Like, I hate wearing makeup.
Is it just a comfort thing, do you think? Like, you just feel stuff on your face, and you're like, get it out?
I mean, look at me now. I'm like...
And you don't
you're
like,
a hippie.
You don't like high heels.
I'm a hippie. Yeah, I don't like high heels.
Yeah.
Like... No, but I don't know.
Wow.
So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
That I was obsessed back then.
Cute. Well, that's just was your creative expression at the time.
Yeah. Now I have this medium to just get out all of my
Now you
everything.
Just have talk.
Yeah.
How nice.
Nice.
I know. I'm trying to think of, like, what else.
Okay. Well, I guess the last thing is, like, back to me.
Yeah.
Where do you see me headed in the future? Because, like, as a parent, well, firstly, do you have expectations for your children? And what did you expect of me? And how am I different? Mm. And then where do you think I'm going? And I think that's a good one to end on.
Yes, yes.
Mm. So, I think you always have some expectations. But then when your kids are little, like when you really have them, but then you realize that from the get-go, they're so different. Like, you know, each kid is different. They have their own strengths and passions. And so then you kind of give up on that. The whole college thing, I mean, you know, really it was kind of like, you are going to college, and then when you didn't want to do that for that first year, or that after that first year, that was tough. How did we do as parents on that? Because that was a tough thing to.
Yeah, I think it was fine. I'm glad in the end that I went, because, like, it was more stability. Like, I just had time to delay.
Mm.
Like, life, you know.
But then we were like, okay, you've got these different goals that you have to do. You met 3 out of the 4 goals, and then you were saying,
what were the goals?
Oh, it was like, I have to be at this many subscribers, I have to get this many monthly views, I have to like make this much money per month, blah blah blah.
Remember. And so and he didn't,
in order to take another year
what
off.
What was the 4th goal?
I don't remember, but maybe
well,
it
didn't
wasn't
even want to
maybe
take
it was
another year off.
No, it was it was the money. So, and there was some number you weren't hitting too. So it was like, okay, so Jack, what do you think? You know, the year's up and we're looking at the numbers and you didn't make them all. And he's like, well, I think I want to take another year off. That's when Dad and I said, well, here's the deal. You can take off a year if you want. We can't tell you. You're old enough that we can't tell you what to do. But we're not paying for the apartment. We're not paying for all your food. We're not, you know, we'll pay for what we're paying for your sister because she's out of the house, which was her car
health insurance.
Health insurance
and car insurance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and her phone. Uh-huh. And her phone, yeah. Or you can go back to college and just get your degree. Just get it. Yeah. You know, we don't care what you do with it. We just want you to have it. And you were mad at us for a minute, and then after the next day, you're like, you know what? I'm feeling much better about it. I think it was a lot of weight on
I was,
you.
Yeah, I mean, I was incredibly stressed trying to, like, be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
As we know, now I, like,
you can't.
Don't really believe in that lifestyle. No offense.
No, I mean,
it wasn't good
also,
for me.
You're
not
on
good
YouTube,
for me.
By the way.
Yes.
You make more videos than I do, so yeah,
but,
no offense taken.
But,
anyway,
you
but
just
that,
like, reimagined.
But so now,
but back to the question of, you know, what I think of you. Like, I have no doubt that Jack is going to be successful. Yeah. I see him actually as more of like, I've always kind of, you know, say that he's like, I'd love him to be like the Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
some
we
show.
We are Ryan Seacrest.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he's handsome, mm-hmm, and funny, yeah, and you guys, whatever.
Yeah, he's a great host.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Jack is wonderful.
I have no doubt that he will be.
He's a creative.
He's going to be something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I guess that was our first episode of 2021.
Wonderful.
Wow.
It's been so nice.
I hope
Kay,
I didn't bring you down.
No, no.
It was so good.
Yeah. Great episode. Mom, yes, thanks for being my mom.
Thanks. And I'm wearing this hat because Jack gave it to me for Christmas.
It's
Isn't
so
it cute.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, thanks, Mom.
Thanks,
and thanks,
guys.
Amy, for driving
and
down.
And I wish you guys... For 2021, I wish both of you a very successful, wonderful. I like the touring thing,
yeah,
when you can do it.
Doesn't that sound so fun?
We, yeah. Oh my god.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm your manager.
You
your roadie.
You could come say hi on stage or something. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Carrie, I already reached out to a venue.
Like, you did?
Yes. I'm excited.
Awesome. I love it. See, Jack doesn't always say, "What's going on, Jack?" Oh, nothing.
I'll tell you.
He never tells me anything.
I'll call you. We'll have a real chat.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Happy 2021. You're first.
Oh, thanks for listening. I'm Amy Audman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
We could be a broken-hearted lovers.